the splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hand. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son. The Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. And so, Father in heaven, we come before your presence again with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you, God, with thankfulness in our hearts, Lord, with the determination to bless your holy name. You are the name above all names. And God, you're worthy of all of our praise. And so my heart, oh God, sings with gladness, how great is our God. Thank you for being such a great God. And thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence with singing. With joy, oh God, in my soul, I rose this morning to come before you to offer unto you my sacrifice of praise, my sacrifice of prayer, God, because I need you the more, God. I need you, God, like the deer needed water, God. I need you, God, like the desert needs water, God. I need you the more, God. And so come the more and have your way right now in the mighty name of Jesus with all of the things that are going on in the world and with all of the things that are raging or, God, the things that are going on in our lives. God, we desperately seek after your peace. We desperately seek after your anointing. We desperately seek after your comfort, God, because you are a God that can keep us in the midst of fire. God, you are the God, oh God, that can satisfy our thirst, oh God, in the midst of a drought. God, you are the God that can meet every single need, God, according to your riches up in glory. There is no one like you, God. Your name is above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. Oh God, you're worthy of our adoration. You're worthy of the glory, God, and you're worthy of the sacrifice, God, because you showed us the blueprint for sacrifice. You showed us an example, God, of what a great sacrifice is, and you made that sacrifice. You sent your only begotten Son so that we might live. So you did it so that we might die and hell would not be our final resting place. Oh God, touch us right now, Lord, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet to make us more like you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, a heart that loves, a heart that seeks after your faith, a heart, oh God, that is unconditional, God, and don't place limits on things, Lord. Help us to be more like you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As we seek your face, Lord, we understand, God, that we are nothing without you, Lord. The Bible says we can't live or move or have our very being without you. And, Lord, it is the absolute truth, oh God. We can't even breathe without you, Lord. And so, God, we thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see a brand new day. God, thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds, oh God, when our minds stayed on you. Lord, I want to say thank you, God, this morning for another day that you have made, because I don't have to go into this day fretting, nor do I have to go into this day fearful, nor do I have to go into this day, God, confused, but my mind is on you, God, and my heart is fixed on you, God, and I'm determined to walk with you all this day, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and not just in this day, but all the days of my life, God, I'm determined to walk with you, and I'm determined to serve you, and I'm determined to magnify you, and I'm determined to glorify you, and I'm determined to let my light shine, God, that you might get the glory, and that you might get the honor out of my life, because I don't belong to myself, but I belong to you. I am a vessel, God, that was made by you, that was purchased by you, that was redeemed by you, and Lord, my life belongs to you. Thank you, God, for another chance to say yes to your will and another chance to say yes to your way. As we surrender ourselves to you, God, you are the potter and we are the clay. Lord, there's nothing that we can do without you, and there's no place that we can go without you guiding and directing us. And so we won't lean unto our own understanding. But, Lord, in all our ways, we acknowledge you even now, God. We acknowledge, oh God, that we are nothing without you. We acknowledge, oh God, that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We acknowledge, oh God, that you are a magnificent God and a wonderful Savior. We acknowledge, oh God, that nothing that we have done, oh God, could have been accomplished without you being on our side. God, I'm going back right back around, God, that you are a God that will be with us in the fire. Lord, you're also the same God that promised us that, God, if we go through rivers, that they won't overtake us, Lord. We can go through, oh God, streams, oh God, and they won't overwhelm us, Lord. We can go through fires, and we won't even be burned, oh God, or not even have the fire kindle upon us. Lord, with that type of knowledge, with that type of information, God, is so overwhelming to us. Lord, it's so overwhelming to know that nothing that the enemy throws our way shall be able to separate us from your promise and to separate us from your love, and that no weapon that the enemy tries to form against us shall be able to prosper, God. So, Lord, that helps us to have confidence in the days that we have coming ahead. That helps us to have confidence in the day that you have set ahead for us on this today, but we don't look too far in the future because tomorrow is not promised, but I'm grateful for this day, God. I'm grateful, oh God, for this new opportunity. Lord, I'm grateful, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for another chance to say yes. I'm grateful, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for another opportunity to offer you praise, to lift up my hands and to open up my mouth and to bless the God of my salvation. I'm grateful, oh God, today, because you are yet still God and you still yet reign on the throne. And I'm grateful, God, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, for because of your consistency, Lord. I can wake up every new day knowing or believing the same thing. I can wake up every single morning knowing that you are there. I can wake up every single morning knowing that you are with me. Lord, I can wake up every single day, every single morning, knowing that you will be with me and that you'll walk with me and that you'll talk with me and that you'll lead, guide, and direct me. I can walk up every single day because you are a faithful God, you are a consistent God, and you still yet remain the same. Oh, God, what confidence we have in you, God. What trust and faith and hope we have in you, God. Oh, God, that you will never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us, God, because your promises, Lord, your promises reassure us. Your promises, oh, God, they secure us. God, I'm grateful, God, that your promises, your word that you have spoken, God, oh, God, they're not just for my neighbor, and they're not just for my mother, and they're not just for my friend, but, God, they are for each and every one of us, oh, God, that are willing to trust you and that are willing to believe in you, oh, God, and that are willing to hope in you in a world, oh, God, that's steadily losing hope, in a world, oh, God, that is decaying day after day, in a world that's waxing more and more evil, you remain to be a fresh air, oh God, a fresh Bible, God, a fresh anointing, God, a fresh way, God. You continue to do things new, God, oh God, and I thank you, oh God, today, oh God, because if any man be in Christ, I'm thankful that I'm a new creature. If I'm in you, I'm new, oh God, today. My old things are passed away, and behold, I've become new today. So if I failed you yesterday, I'm become as new today. If I fell short of your glory yesterday, I have become new, God. If I did not accomplish the task and the purpose that you have for my life last week, God, I have another chance, and I have another opportunity to get it right. Thank you, God, for always giving us another chance. Every single morning that we rise, every single day that we have that you give us is another opportunity to aim and shoot for greater. Oh, God, that's been our theme for the year, and it's manifested itself in every area of our lives. I'm so grateful, God, that you have been speaking to me. I'm so grateful, God, that you have spoken through me, God, and I'm so grateful, God, that you've allowed your word to fall on good soil, Lord. Oh, I've heard, God, many, oh, God, encouraging words from those that have tuned in and those that have been in service about, oh, God, our focus on aiming and shooting and pressing towards greater. And, Lord, today I press towards greater, Lord. You have a greater mark for me. You have a greater anointing for me. You have a greater calling for me today. Lord, I don't have to worry about yesterday because those things have passed away. God, you have something new for me today. You have a new walk, oh God, for me today. You have a new talk for me today. You have a new love for me today. You have a new focus for me today. You have a new anointing for me today. And so I submit myself to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare right now, nevertheless, not my will, but God, let thine will be done in the lives of myself, in the lives of those that are under the sound of my voice today. Lord, I speak healing over us. Lord, I speak deliverance over us. Lord, I speak life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because in you, God, I can live, and in you, God, I have hope, and in you, oh God, I can be brand new, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, I speak life over our homes and life over our relationships and life, God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Over our finances, God, over our ministries, Lord, over our children, Lord. I speak now, God, because you have given me that authority. Oh, God, I don't want death to
come out of this tongue. I don't want defeat to come out of this tongue. Oh, God, I don't want foolishness or doubt to come out. But, Lord, I declare that life, oh, God, shall flow like rivers of living waters out of the mouths of your people, God, as we magnify you and glorify you and adore you and lift you up, oh, God, as we lift up your name and offer unto you the praise that you're worthy of. Oh, God, I'm grateful that when I do that, you come on down and you inhabit the praises of your people. So when we say nevertheless, God, we need to add with that or bring with that nevertheless a desire to praise you, a desire to magnify you, a desire to glorify you. We must do it, God, so that you will get the glory, God, and you'll come in, oh God, and rescue us, oh God. You'll come in, oh God, and shift the atmosphere. You'll come in, God, and you'll make crooked ways straight. When we welcome you, oh God, into our situation, and when we welcome you into our trial or our affliction, God, you come in like a flood, and you do great and mighty things. Grateful, God. We're grateful this morning that you are who you are. And so as we begin this day, God, we're just so grateful that you are a great and a mighty God, that no one is like you. There is absolutely none like you. Your name is above all names. And because your name is so great, your name is so powerful, your name is so, just your name, God. The Bible tells us that your name is a strong tower, that the righteous can run into your name and we can find safety. Oh, glory be to God this day. Hallelujah. God, thank you for the reaffirmation that that's all we need to do is call on your name. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, there is still yet power in the glorious and mighty name of our God. Oh, God, the angels have to be, the devils, the demons have to flee at the name of Jesus. Sickness has to flee at the name of Jesus. Lord, diabetes and low blood pressure and heart murmurs and, oh, God, a sickle cell anemia, God, cancer, oh, God, anything, God, that's unlike you, oh, God, a hindrance or a limitation on the body, God, it has to submit and yield to the name of Jesus. Alzheimer's, that's what I was looking for. Oh, God, anything, God, that afflicts the body is still subject to the name of Jesus. And so we call on your name this morning. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Thank you for being an awesome and a magnificent wonder. And we thank you, God, and we declare again, nevertheless, not my will, but let thine will be done in our lives on this day as we press towards you. You understand, God, that it takes affliction, it takes pressure, that's what I'm looking for, to create a beautiful jewel, whether it's a diamond or it's a pearl. Lord, it requires pressure to blossom into that valuable jewel that many look for. Lord, I want to be a jewel for you today. So, Lord, where you lead me, I'm willing to follow. Where you take me, God, I'm willing to go. What you need me to do, Lord, I'm willing to say yes. I'm not just willing to say yes. I say yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, God, I shall obey. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. Lord, I don't want to just give you lip service. Because oftentimes we give you lip service. We say yes, but we do a whole totally different thing. But this morning, Lord, I don't want to say yes and do something different, Lord, but I'm saying yes, and I'm following after you. Lord, there's some things that you need for me to do that only I can do, that only I can accomplish. There are some people, Lord, that I need to witness to or that I need to be an example to. And, Lord, only I can do it. That's why you place me in those locations. That's why you place me on that job. That's why you have me in that meeting. That's why you have me in the car on the road at that specific time during the day. Lord, you do all things well. Our lives are not by happenstance. Things don't come our way just by accident. But, Lord, you order our footsteps, and you know the plans that you have for each and every one of our lives. and you don't get my plans mixed up with my brother's plans, and you don't get my sister's plans mixed up with my plans, and God, you don't have my mother's plans mixed up with my father's, Lord, but you know every single plan that you have for every single person, and the end goal is that we would spend eternity with you in heaven. We may have to go on different paths. We may have to take different journeys, oh God, but the final destination still leads to the same place, that you have a desire to spend eternity with us in heaven. Oh God, help us to lay aside those things that will cause us our journeys to be long. Help us to lay aside those things that will cause our journeys to be ineffective. Help us, oh God, to put flesh under subjection. God, I plead right now that you would cast the devil out of our minds in the name of Jesus, that he would not gain control, that he won't be able to put some footholds in us. Oh, God, some things that will cause us to become astray and make headroom in our lives. Lord, I bind him right now in the name of Jesus. And I bind everything that's unlike you, Lord, that will cause us to be unfruitful, that will cause us to be ineffective, and that will cause us to fall short of your glory. I submit ourselves to you. I submit myself to you. Lord, I surrender to your will. My soul says yes. My soul says yes to your will. My soul says yes to your way. God, I thank you for allowing me to be a living sacrifice. Lord, I present this body holy and acceptable to you. And Lord, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, I plead the blood right now. Because nothing can wash away our sins but like the blood. Nothing can make us whole again like the blood. Nothing can turn situations around like the blood. Nothing can wash us, oh God, thoroughly clean. Nothing like the blood. So we need you, God, today. We need you. I need you more. We need you more than we needed you yesterday. And we need you more than we needed you last week. We desperately need you, God, today. So, God, shape us and mold us. You are that potter. We are that clay. Lord, I want to be a better vessel. Lord, I want to be a better father. Lord, I want to be a better husband. Lord, I want to be a better preacher. Lord, I want to be a better father. I want to be a better brother. Lord, I want to be a better teacher. Lord, I want to be a better leader. Lord, I want to be a better worker. Lord, I want to be a better prayer warrior. Lord, I just want to be better because that lets me know or that helps me to aim for greater. Lord, I'm not worried about those things that I've accomplished less. Yes, yes, Lord, we have a great prayer ministry at Praise Center. And we're doing great things, Lord, but you have something greater in store for us. This is just the beginning of greatness. God, this is just the beginning of greater. Eye has not seen what you have in store for us. Ears have not heard, God, what you have in store for us. God, it has not even entered into our hearts, God, what great and marvelous things that you have in store for us at Praise Center and those that are connected to us. Oh, God, I'm grateful, God, that no longer am I allowing myself to be the hindrance, and no longer am I allowing myself to put up the roadblocks, and no longer am I allowing myself to cause me to fail. But, Lord, I'm throwing myself at your altar knowing that you are the God that speaks and brings life. You're what we need. You are our hope for today. And, God, you are our destiny for tomorrow. Thank you for being a rock. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being loving and magnificent. Thank you for being awesome and mighty. Thank you for being a mighty, wonderful God, a God who we can lean upon, a God who we can call upon, who will answer us, and not just answer us, but will show us great and mighty things. You are that same God. The God of Israel, God, the God of Isaac, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. God, you are still yet that same God today. God who is a promise keeper, who said that you'll never leave us nor ever forsake us, who told us to fear not. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, God. A God who told us to fear not, did not tell you to be strong and of a good courage. Lord, we receive a reminder that we don't have to fear, that we are on good ground. What you have begun to wrought in us and what you have begun to spring up in us, Lord, it's according to your will and it's working together for our good. God, help us to continue to keep our eyes on you. Help us to continue to chase after you. Help us to continue to focus in on you, because then we were made to be greater. When we keep our eyes on you, greatness can be accomplished. Greatness can be fulfilled, because you are the God that makes all things happen. I'm grateful, God, that even the storms that come my way, Lord, you're still involved in them, because you have to allow the devil to allow me to bring storms my way. He can't come at me without your permission. And your word tells me that you won't put any more on me than I can bear. Thank you, God, for knowing my threshold, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for knowing what would break me down. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Thank you, God, that you know what will destroy me, but you won't allow that enemy to put any more on me than I can bear. And if I can bear it, Lord, then that means that you've already prepared me. You've already shaped me. You've already molded me. You've already given me the necessary tools and equipment to overcome that devil, to overcome his trial, to overcome that situation. It's already in me. Thank you, oh God, today in the mighty name of Jesus, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So you are greater than any storm. You are greater than any fire. You are greater than any heartache. You are greater than any pain. You are greater than anything that this old world can throw my way. And so because of who you are, Lord, I give you the glory this morning. Because of who you are, Lord, I give you our praise. Thank you for allowing me to be a vessel, a conduit, oh God, to pray for these your people, to intercede on behalf of those your people. And I do this because of the love of God that you have wrought in me. I'm grateful that I'm no longer the same. Hallelujah. Thankful, God, because in those days, in my past, God, I did things that I'm not proud of today. Oh God, I went ways and went to places that I'm not proud of today. But I'm grateful, God. Hallelujah. That you changed my life. I'm grateful, oh God, today that you turned my life around. I'm grateful, God, that you gave me another chance to get it right. And not just another, but a second and a third. God, a 20th, a 100th, God, a 1,000 chances. God, you keep on doing it over and over again, or you kept on doing it over and over again, and you still yet remain the same today. Thank you, God, allowing me to be a vessel, to be used by you for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. What a magnificent God we serve. That God, you don't just chase after the best, oh God, but you make us the best. God, you chose people that were messed up in many ways. You chose Matthew, who was a thief. God, he robbed the people, Lord. You chose Peter, who was a hothead, a big mouth, Lord, who thought he was better than himself. I mean, he thought more highly of himself than he ought to have thought. Lord, you chose John and James, the Zebedee boys, God, who wanted to be first but didn't want to do the sacrifice to be first. Lord, you chose, God, the man who, Judas, who betrayed you, Lord, you chose people that were inadequate, who were damaged good, and you turned them around to be something special. God, you chose Peter, and he murdered your people, afflicted your people with a heavy hand. But you turned that man around to be one of the greatest writers in the Bible. Thank you, God, because my story has not yet been written. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I need to add that to my notes from my message on Sunday. Lord, when you made us for greater, Lord, but no matter what we have done, God, you still have greatness on top of us. You turned Paul's life around. You turned Peter's life around. God, you turned, oh God, Gideon's life around. He was a coward. Lord, he wanted to test you and do all types of stuff. He was in a threshing floor, oh God, I believe, a threshing wheat somewhere that he wasn't even supposed to be, or a wine press threshing wheat. But God, he became a great man. His name is great in the Bible because he put his trust in you. Lord, you have greatness in store for us, and we put our trust in you. Just like you can turn those men and women's life around in the Bible, you can turn our lives around today. Mary Magdalene was a harlot, Lord, but she is known as the woman that washed your feet with her hair. God, thank you. You are God that turns things around. You are a God that makes us over. We're no longer identified by our past, but we are now identified by who you have made us to be today. Thank you, God, for doing all things well. Thank you for making me a new creature. Thank you for doing a new thing in me. I can see it, God. And I declare it right now. I'm grateful, God, that I don't have to move from where I'm at. You have greater in store for me right where I'm at. You can make a way in the wilderness and send rivers in the desert or streams in the desert. Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. And we speak life. I speak life over everyone that's under the sound of my voice. And those that will tune into this prayer later on, I speak life right now where they are at. Help them to understand that they don't have to move from where you have them, that you can make a way right where they are at. You can save. You can heal. You can deliver. You can set free. You can do it right where they are at. You can open the door. You can make ways out of no way right where we are at. So I speak life right now. Lord, I pray for the Brown family as they continue to mourn the loss of their aunt and sister and mother. I pray that you continue to encourage them and keep them, Lord. I pray for the Brewer family in Connecticut, the Bibles family in Texas, the Newton family in Texas, the Lewis family in Detroit and from surrounding areas, or those that have lost loved ones recently or in bereaved situations. Pray for the Austin family in Virginia Third. Pray for the Pierce family in Maryland, greater Maryland jurisdiction. Lord, I pray for those that have lost loved ones. Thank you for being a God of comfort and a God of peace. Pray that you would strengthen them even now. Bless our leaders as they are traveling from location to location to encourage the people. I pray that you would grant them safe traveling mercy as they come and as they go. Anoint them. Give them what to say, what not to say. To encourage the people of God to hold on, to press on, to fight on, because you know what's best for us. I pray for my bishop, my pastor, Bishop Ted G. Thomas Sr., that you would strengthen him, encourage him, breathe life into him. I pray that you would anoint him, God. Anoint his body even the more right now. God, anoint him from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Oh, God, bless him and keep him. Grant him the desires of his heart. Oh, God, let your glory be fulfilled. Lord, I pray for little baby Grayson, Lord, who I believe had swallowed a battery. God, I pray that you would touch him right now. And again, don't allow that, oh God, that mistake, a situation of damage in his little life. Lord, I pray, oh God, for my supervisor, Mother Nellie Towns, that you continue to strengthen her and keep her, that you continue to anoint her for this day and this time. What a great, awesome woman of God. I pray your blessings for her and those that work with her. Lord, I pray for the pastors in the Virginia First jurisdiction. I pray for the pastors in Virginia. I pray for the pastors across this world that we will continue to preach the gospel in season and out of season, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. that the word may be the lamp unto the people's feet, that the word may be the light unto their pathways, that the word will help reveal those dark areas and those shortcomings, God, so that we can cast them over and give them over to you. Help us to preach, not exegete, but preach the good news of Jesus Christ. Yes, hell is real, but love is what draws. Help us to preach the love of the gospel, the love of the cross. Because you loved us, we have hope today. Lord, I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Pastor Eddie B. Pruitt. I pray, God, for Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Lord, who was sick, fell ill this past Saturday. Lord, and I have not been a good brother. Thank you for convicting me right now, God. I have not even reached out to him to see how he is doing, Lord. But I pray for my dear brother today that you would allow him to quickly recover from the downtime, the issue, the affliction. And, Lord, bring him back stronger. Bless Mother Hawkins right now that she may continue to encourage him and lift him up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and let them know that people are praying for them and that we love them. And we don't want to do it just externally, Lord, but let us to reach out to them and be intimate with them, be brothers, be sisters of them, to encourage them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then another dear brother who's been ill, God, oh God, Pastor William Cornick, I pray that you would touch him and heal his body, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor William Wayne Cream, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor Ray Satterfield, and Pastor Lawrence Clayette. And then I pray for the members of Praise Center, Lady Yolinda McCallum. Sister Diamond Star, thank you for allowing us to see our daughter yesterday. Father, we pray that you would continue to cover her and keep her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Eric, Crystal, and Aaron. Pray that you bless the family, God, in the name of Jesus. Mother Evelina Dean McCallum, God, Missionary Myrna Howard and Missionary LaSandra Miller. God, we pray for Sister Monique, oh God, that you would touch her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal her body. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Brother Herbert Lee, touch him right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham, God, we're grateful, oh, God, for the ministry of Praise Center. Thank you for those members. God, I know I'm looking for the day that the list goes on and on. God, and I still call out their names, Lord, every single chance I get, God, because that's what you've ordained for me to do. But, God, I thank you for where we are at, Lord. I praise you, and I thank you for where we are at, God. We have not yet accomplished. We have not even reached anywhere near the destiny, the greatness that you have for us. And so I thank you for each and every one of these workers who play a role in the ministry to help the ministry to grow. I thank you for those externally that partner with us, that sow into the ministry. For without them, God, Lord, we would be not where we're at, but I'm grateful that you sowed into them and you stirred up into their hearts, oh God, to be a blessing to us. And I'm grateful that they took the challenge and they took the opportunity to be blessed by blessing us. Lord, I'm even mindful, Lord. I said that we would not be where we would be at without them, Lord, but I understand that if they had not taken up the mantle, you would have stirred up into somebody else's life to do it. But I'm grateful for these brothers and these sisters who love us so and God and appreciate the ministry so much that they sow into this ministry. So I pray for Sister Lisa Law and Brother Larry Brown and Brother Kenyatta Schamberger and Brother Carl Christopher and God and Brother, oh God, Roland Wilson. I'm grateful for those that sow into and minister into this ministry. I pray you bless them. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them when they come and bless them when they go. God, that you will get the glory out of their lives and they'll be, God, blessed for their sacrifices. Now, God, lead us today. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Lead us and deliver us this day are my prayer. Lead, God, and direct us, God. Show us your glory. We'll praise you. We'll magnify you. We'll glorify you because our trust is in you. Order our footsteps. Make crooked ways straight. Take the glory out of our lives. And we'll give it all to you. The glory and the honor and the praise. I pray for America. I pray for this nation. You said, if my people which have been called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then you'll hear from heaven. You'll forgive our sins and you'll heal our land. Heal the land. America has sinned. Heal the land. Have mercy upon us. Touch the president. Cast the devil out of his mind. Use him for your glory. I understand that the heart of the king is in your hand. I pray for his cabinet and the Congress and the county offices and the governor's office and the city offices. Lord, I pray for the police officers and the sheriffs, Lord, and the rangers, God, and the military, Lord. I pray for America. Have mercy upon us. Show us your glory. Do it right now. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray this morning. We say thank God. Amen and amen.